When the Census Bureau first approached Sitka artist Tommy Joseph to build a totem pole, he says he started wondering.
What do they want a totem pole for? What do they want it to say? What story? What are we telling?
And when do they need it? The answer? Soon. Joseph says usually a pole that size takes a couple months. This one was done in 15 days. The pole will travel around Alaska, then go to Washington State for a while, before being put on display in Washington, D.C. It depicts an eagle, a raven, and a human.
That's in the Thlinkit culture, you're born under the eagle or raven moiety, and so we're covering all people, and there's a human worth a robe, and on the robe are hands all different colors, representing people being counted.
And that helps answer Joseph's first question. What does the United States Census Bureau want with a totem pole?
We haven't always done the best job of getting the message out to the Alaska Natives about the importance of the census.
Jan McStay is the Assistant Regional Manager for the Census Bureau in Seattle.
We believe that creating a pole that signifies the importance of the census to the Alaska Native population might be the best way to convey that message.
The pole was unveiled during Sitka's Elizabeth Paratovich Day parade. Jerry Hope, president of the Alaska Native Brotherhood Camp No. 1, says the Census Bureau and Paratovich have something in common. They both wanted people to be counted. Paratovich fought for Native rights, most notably during testimony in front of the Alaska legislature. That testimony is often credited with ensuring the passage of a law banning discrimination in Alaska. Hope says it's important to commemorate Paratovich's contributions, but also those of all the leaders along the way who fought for, promoted, and raised awareness for Native rights.
I know that Elizabeth Paratovich would be one of the first to say, hey, wait a minute, don't just recognize me. Recognize all the others who did so much.
The attendees at Tuesday's Elizabeth Paratovich Day program heard a reading of the names of those leaders, and some of them, like Isabella Brady, reflected on a time before they had many rights at all. She remembers having to clear off the sidewalk if a white person was trying to pass, or being ignored in stores once a white customer walked in.
And the worst thing that ever happened, we were walking by where the Columbia Bar is. I was walking with a friend. I think I was in about the fourth or fifth grade, and there were two white boys coming one way, we were walking the other way. They had a dog with them, and when it was sick him, that dog jumped up and bit her on the throat.
Brady is now president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp No. 1. She says back when she was a girl, she never would have imagined the improvements made in the years since. Although, she says there are still things that could be different.
Who are here today? The Mount Edgecombe students? This was declared a legal holiday by the legislators, and the Sitka schools were not let out. Is there something wrong with that picture? I don't know. I have a lot of questions. I have more questions than I do have answers, but we're going in the right direction. I think we've health care, we can vote, and the many different things that she was aspiring to. But there's still a long ways to go yet.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.